Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
We're back. Second half of the show is live. We thank all of you for being a part of it. One of the topics so far has been this FPI ranking that came out today by ESPN that had Ohio State ranked number one in the country ahead, not of Georgia, Alabama. Georgia is number three, LSU four. So let's continue with more phone calls. And Shannon is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Shannon.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum. This is, I guess, totally off of subject, but I want to ask you a question.
Of course.
The Alabama-Ole Miss game, back in the day when Hugh was the coach, who was the defensive coordinator for Alabama when Hugh got them twice?
That would have been Kirby Smart.
Okay. My thoughts exactly. So the next question I have for you is, at the end of this year, before they do the shakeup, are they taking away the Georgia-Auburn game?
We don't know. We won't know for a couple of months, but my guess is no, that game will remain.
Okay. Well, this is my thought, Paul. Everyone thinks all of these other coaches are going to get Kirby Smart. I'm a big Josh Heupel fan. I'm a Tennessee fan. But the truth be told, I do think Hugh will be the first to get him. I could be totally wrong. It could be Nick. But I just think that Hugh will be the first to get him or be consistently getting Kirby. He absolutely knows him. They know each other, I think. And you could, you know, tell me wrong. I don't want everyone getting on me, but that is my opinion. So I would like you to elaborate on that a little bit more.
Well, I mean, it could. I mean, Hugh Freeze is an excellent coach, and I think he is quickly bringing Auburn back. This is a completely different program than it was a year ago under Brian Harsin. So, you know, does that happen in a couple of years? Yeah, it could very well happen. That's a fierce rivalry. Usually teams play better than maybe they should. I mean, if you're saying who has the best chance of beating Kirby Smart in the next 3 to 4 years, I think most people would probably side with Josh Heupel or Nick Saban, maybe Brian Kelly. But I would think Hugh Freeze isn't a terrible selection on there in a couple of years.
Well, yeah, I just look at the truth, and I think Josh and Hugh are the same. They're the same type of dog that Spurrier was, that when they smell blood in the water, they go after you. But I just think, as far as history goes back, and I think Hugh has a history, how I would be on the Josh train, he would be the first. Now, I'm not saying that he would do that this year, because I'm listening to his words. He's not praising quarterbacks. He's just saying they're okay, we're building them. So I know that he doesn't have a quarterback. So I think in the next couple of years, and by all means, I'm a Tennessee fan, but I look at things realistically, and I think in a couple of years, or if not next year, I'm not saying this year, he will be the first to get him.
Well, I think once Hugh Freeze gets the quarterback, then game's on. Until then, they are not going to beat anybody like Georgia. Hey, thank you for the call. John is in Auburn. Go right ahead.
Do you think Robbie Ashford's going to be the man this year, or – how are we going to do this year, Auburn football?
Well, I think Robbie Ashford right now is the best option, but I think the next 2 weeks will tell the story. Hugh Freeze, guaranteed, is out there in the portal shopping around. I mean, there was some speculation about one player in particular a few weeks ago. I think there are some issues there, but he will at least try to find another quarterback to compete with Robbie Ashford. Thank you for the call. LB is up next.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
LB, too long. How are you?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a coincidence. I was talking to somebody today at work about, you know, being sober. And it's, Paul, you remember when I went to PT's, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Long story short, somehow I agreed to pay for your anniversary meal. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. After the second, or the first.
Yeah, and by the way, we sent him to a sports bar called PT's, where burger, fries, two beers. I was figuring $25 with tip. We got the bill, and I don't remember what the bill was, but you probably do. It was a couple hundred dollars, wasn't it?
It was closer to three.
So yeah, 300. This was just something we were doing. The show was supporting one of our friends, and it was the last time we did that.
Oh, really? And Gamba Carter or somebody said you still had the receipt in your nightstand?
Yeah, and I've always wondered this, LB, because I was too mad at you to ask you 20 years ago, but how do you run up a bill for $300 at a burger joint?
A lot of beef eater and tonics.
Okay, got it.
A lot. No, but, you know, that guy that called in earlier, you know, I haven't drank for going on 27 years.
That's fantastic.
And it's, I grew up, my dad played Alabama. Never saw him mix a drink straight out of the bottle. And it was funny, last night, and this is no lie, I sat around, I calculated, and he'd been gone for a while now, but, you know, how many bottles he bought in his lifetime? Probably 10,000. Easy estimate. But are you still there?
Yeah, I'll be. I'm listening to every word.
But, you know, people out there, you can do it if you want to. And the main answer is that man above.
I appreciate you sharing that. How long did it take? I mean, when you go cold turkey, I mean, what was that it?
It's sort of I was down in South Florida working. You know, we just won the national championship, and I got sentenced to a year in jail. And I spent 2 weeks in there. By the grace of God, this guy that was starting a rehab and my lawyer were in the same elevator at Broward County Courthouse. And I'm going 34 years at the same job. So two men meeting in an elevator. And then there's more to it than that. But, I mean, everything's good.
Well, LB, you stay well, you stay sober, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you very, very much. Great to hear from you again, especially on that. James is up next in Georgia. Hey, James.
Hi, man. How's it going, Paul?
We're doing great.
That's what I'm talking, man. First time caller. I'm a big Florida fan behind the lines here in South Georgia, and I just had a quick question for you. You know, 2-1 here. You know, every Florida fan just watched that miserable spring game. You know, I was just wondering, you know, is the answer giving it time? Is the answer within the injuries, the offensive line, or is it the horrific quarterback play we saw out of Graham Mertz and Jack Miller?
Well, James, I think it is going to take a little bit of time, but you can't afford too much time. Fans are restless. And at some point, Billy Napier has to cross that line of demarcation where everybody goes, you know what? This was the right hire. Right now, nobody's sure about that. They may be saying it, they may be mouthing it, they may be hoping it, but this has been a very difficult first year. Thank you for the call. We head to the break. We continue with more of your phone calls. Another guest or two remaining. Very interesting one coming up in the next hour. We are back after this.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back, and it's great to have all of you here. Shirley is up next in Alabama. Hello, Shirley.
Hey, Paul. We are still Alabama fans, but my husband passed away 3 years ago. And before that, he was an alcoholic. He was drunk every night. And then on Saturday night in 1997, he came to me. He was drunk as he could be, and he asked me, said, "Shirley, tell me about Jesus." So I did the best I could, and I gave him a track I had, and we went then to church the next morning, which was June 1st of 1997. He went to the altar. He was saved. He never drank another drop from then until the day he died.
Oh, my goodness.
So God does wonders in people's lives if they will just turn their life over to him.
Shirley, afterwards, how did he process all of that with having been a heavy drinker?
He just didn't want it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He was a self-employed. He had a automobile repair shop, and he lost customers, two I know of, that came in and wanted. He was test driving their vehicle, and they asked him to drink a beer, and he said, "I'm sorry, I can't. God took that away from me."
Mm.
So he never, and a lot of people would ask him, said, "How long did you stay in rehab?" He said, "About 3 minutes."
So I'm making an assumption here, but I think it's a pretty safe assumption that your life changed very dramatically after that.
Drastically.
Yeah.
We were married almost 56 years, and from 97 to 2020 was the best years of our marriage.
Oh, that is fantastic.
And he was just all for God after that. He was at church every time the door opened. He went on visitation. He talked to other people about what God had done for him, and he was just a totally different person.
Shirley, that is one of the most remarkable stories I've heard, and I.
Oh, I could tell you a whole lot, but don't have the time for it.
Well,
how God worked in our lives during a period of time.
Well, I'm so glad you shared that.
I'm sorry.
I said I'm so glad you shared that with us.
Okay. Well, it was just wonderful.
Well, I can imagine. Well, thank you for sharing it, Shirley. And I'm mostly so happy and pleased that you had that time together afterwards, because that had to be very special.
Oh yes, I worked two jobs for 2.5 years to keep from coming home, because I'd come home after he went to bed, and I'd get up and leave and go to work before he got up. So it was a drastic change in our lives.
Well. Shirley, thank you for sharing that story. And I'm sure a lot of people are hearing your story and sadly reminding them of what they're going through right now or have been through.
So God can change you. God can change your life in a matter of seconds.
Well, you be well, and we are in your debt for sharing that story with us.
Okay, thank you, sir, and I enjoy your show just almost every day.
Well, thank you. You be well.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much,
Cheryl. Bye-bye.
What a story. What an amazing tale. Susie is up next.
Hi, Paul.
Susie.
Good to talk to you. First, before I get on what I called for, I want to thank Jim for his kind comments last week about me and to let Jim know that that is not an old picture of me. That picture of me is a month old.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So when
Jim thought
saying,
it was high school graduation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I could send you that. But it was a month ago. But I was very touched. I was on my way home from subbing, so I got on the show late, but I was able to hear Glenn. And I want to give my thoughts to Glenn and good luck in your sobriety. And Shirley's call just now was very powerful. But when I was this weekend, I was blessed to be invited to a student's wedding in Florida that I taught the year my husband passed away. And I hadn't seen Charlie in 13 years. And I was invited to his wedding down in Florida. It was fabulous. I felt so honored. But one of my best friends from high school that I was staying with down there told me about a book. She said that her daughter that I know real well and her husband have stopped drinking. And it wasn't that they were alcoholics, but it was just that, like she said, they had little kids. You know, their kids are toddlers up to fifth grade. And they just didn't want kids to see that they even needed to drink at all. You know, wasn't that they were getting drunk. And she found a book called Alcohol Lied to Me, and it's by Craig Beck. And I'm going to order it. I want to read it. Not that I need, I'm not an alcoholic, but I want to read it. I want to read it. I want some of my friends, you know, to read it also. And I just thought maybe the viewers might like a book to possibly turn to. From my reading reviews about it, Craig Beck was an alcoholic. He drank two bottles of wine every day for I don't know how many years. And so this is like his story, his narrative or whatever. But it's titled Alcohol Lied to Me. And I know it's on Amazon. I hope people will turn to God to help. But some people, you know, maybe reading if they've got a problem, because several people have called you. And it's Glenn's call, and I just thought might be a book to throw out there for people. It's in audio, and it's in paperback and hardback. So, you know, I think I'm going to get it like an audio book to listen while I, you know, when I drive.
Susie, thank you for sharing that. That is fantastic, and you be well. Glad to hear you're back. Reverend Phil in North Carolina. Hello, Phil. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. I was driving to Pinehurst this morning, which is where the church is that I serve, and listened to your interview, you being interviewed by Michael Bratton on the SEC.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Well, I hadn't heard it. That was a fantastic interview. Everybody that watches your show and cares about you should listen. I learned more about you on that show.
This is the Michael Bratton who does that. Is it that? Yeah, that SEC podcast. He was on here the other day. When I was in Nashville for the SEC tournament, I went over to his studio and I didn't know what to expect, but he was fascinating to be around.
Y'all have great chemistry.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I'm a huge fan of his.
Yeah, I hope that you are doing this show for as long as I have the mental capacity to turn on the TV. But
I don't even remember, Phil, what I said. What stood out?
well that Lane Kiffin still speaks to you.
Okay, that is a pretty good story. I will admit. I will get back to that one. Every time I see Kiffin, or not every time, but most times he tends to bring that up. But that is a fun story to tell in a loose setting.
I also like the stories about the coaches' wives that have paraded you in various contexts. But that was a great interview.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Let me ask you about one thing. You said something, the last week or so, and that a lot of folks who have been asked about whether or not Georgia's going to three-peat have pointed in their schedule as a positive reason that they might. And I think I've heard you mention a concern that is my concern, that their schedule is so weak that they're not going to be ready. They're not going to be battle tested when the time comes, to go to Tennessee and play Tennessee.
It happened this past year. They were so good when they destroyed Oregon, and then they went through that rather listless period in September, and they finally got tested against Missouri. They fell behind. They came back, and that really energized them. And they had to stay awake after that, and it helped. But I don't know anywhere in that early in that front part of the schedule where they're going to be awake.
Yeah, I don't either. And I just look at the schedule, and Tennessee will have played Alabama and A&M. They'll have had a number of tests.
Yeah, tough schedule.
Georgia's going to show up there and hadn't played anybody. So anyway, I'm a little worried about that one. But Paul, you and Michael keep teaming up some. Y'all are great together.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was really. I do occasional interviews, but I had not done one quite like that where I was in somebody else's studio and. I had no idea where he was going, and he really did a phenomenal job. Hey, thank you for saying that, and Michael is one of our frequent guests here. We had him on last Friday. We'll take a short break. Back with more of your phone calls right after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Dale is up next in Colorado. Hello, Dale.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are well. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, so I got home just a little bit ago. Got a cold beer. I was going to sit down and enjoy the show, but after the last few callers, Paul, I'm thinking about pulling it down the stream.
But, yeah, I want to make it clear to people, we're not telling anyone how to live their life. We just happened to get this call, and I'm struggling to remember what prompted Glenn to call, but he did, and he talked about, I do remember now, we talked about the death today of Charles Stanley, the legendary evangelist, and Glenn called and said that Charles Stanley had changed his life. He had said a couple of words about finding the Lord, and the next day he had given up drinking, and that prompted what you are referring to.
Right. Yeah, and I'm not trying to make light of anything, but hey, can I ask you a football question?
Yeah, that would certainly be permissible here on the Power Hour.
Okay. So this ESPN ranking, the FPI ranking, can you? Maybe like me, maybe I'm ignorant. What exactly does that mean? and I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
And by the way, enjoy your beer. I've had this explained to me by the people that do it. It's a number of analytics, schedule, personnel. Am I missing something, guys? There are a number of ingredients that go into it, and I never understood it. But it is one of the many analytics that ESPN uses. And is that right? Yeah, we have had people that are in the same room with the FBI, and their explanations are completely not understandable. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. This guy might be in on the FBI analytics. AC is in Canada.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Absolutely, Mr. Feinbaum. My goodness, what's up with all those depressing calls talking about Georgia's schedule, this and that? We are in April, sunshine. Enjoy April, then May, et cetera, et cetera. And then we're going to get to September. We can enjoy some football. You know what I'm saying, my brother? But, my brother, this is something that people do not understand. Even the next caller and the one after, forever, they would never understand how much I love me some Mr. Feinbaum. That script, my brother, it never goes away from my head. You know, unlike some people, I don't write a script to get on air to say what I need to, because I make my own script. But Mr. Feinbaum, love you, dog. Oh, by the way, the cheerleaders in the background, including Randy, I love you too. Guess what, my brother? Come on.
Rehab wouldn't be a bad idea. Lee is in Georgia. Hello, Lee. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing well.
Great. Hey, I want to talk to you about what I heard one of the sports writers said, that he think that Kirby Smart has passed Nick Saban.
Right.
I've been following Georgia football for a long time. Now, Nick Saban, he is the GOAT. Yes, we won back-to-back national championship, but I don't believe, just because we won back-to-back, Kirby Smart has not passed Nick Saban. Now, I would say his football team maybe has caught up and passed Alabama, but Kirby Smart as a head coach, Nick Saban done won about 6 or 7 national titles. Kirby got a long way to go. That's all I want to say, Paul. I hope you have yourself a great day.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that greatly. You can continue calling. Foy is in North Dakota. Hello. Hello, Foy.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to make one quick observation. You know, your staff, and you've always treated me greatly, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your kindness. But, Paul, what I wanted to ask you about is this transfer portal. I'm a big Gator fan, as you're well aware, and everybody's saying, well, Coach Napier needs a quarterback. I wouldn't agree more. I watched the spring game, and neither one of them looked like they were impressive. That played the majority of the game. So he goes out to transfer portal, but he cannot get a quarterback. Correct me if I'm wrong. If a quarterback from the SEC wants to transfer, he can't play in the fall. If I read the rules correctly.
You are correct, as best we know.
Okay.
Without a waiver.
And I don't know that a coach would give a waiver. That might be a little difficult.
Well, unless he really wanted to get rid of him, Foy.
Okay, my second part of that is, but he can go to another conference. Is that correct if he goes to the Big Ten?
Yes, that is an SEC rule, not a national rule.
It's not a national rule. That's what I wanted clarification on. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, that came up yesterday, and we had to look it up. We weren't 100% sure. Joe is in Georgia. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
Hey there.
I just want to say that I really think Bryce Young, I've heard a couple people talk about how he might bust. I mean, really, truly, I think he's going to be like the next big thing when he goes into the league.
Well, I think he's projected to be. You don't trade like Carolina did to get somebody if you don't think they are standalone. And, you know, there are years when it really doesn't matter. The number one pick is up for grabs. I don't think this is the year.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but at the same projecting CJ Stroud might go to Carolina, but Paul, what are your thoughts?
No,
what
listen, at this point, nobody really believes that. Every expert with 9 days to go believes it's going to be Carolina, and I think that was the thought all along. I mean, we've had people on here. Louis Riddick was here 2 weeks ago, said he would take CJ Stroud. How about Gary in Tennessee? Hello, Gary. You're on the air.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Got just a couple things. And I can't, I'm a diehard Tennessee fan. I can't believe I'm fixing to take up for Georgia and Texas. But everybody talks about Georgia's schedule, and I know it's kind of light. But if you really look at it, when they play Tennessee, which I know it's been swapped, the dates, but we'll be the seventh SEC team in a row that they play. And everybody kind of talks about them sleeping, and but I don't care who you're playing in the SEC. You play seven SEC teams in a row. It's going to be physical. It's
yeah,
be
they tough. They do get the bye week before Georgia, which helps. But you're right. There are, especially on the road. You know, you go to when you're on the road in the SEC. It's a cliche that I hate, but it's true. And I think Vanderbilt proved that last year by beating a couple of teams.
Well, I think Vandy's going to be improved, too. I mean, that's one of the things I've been looking at, yeah. And the second thing is, I can't remember his name, but the podcast you were talking about a little bit ago you were on, him talking about he has no respect for Texas. Well, people should, because they've got a pretty strong foundation, and I think Steve Sarkisian, he's a lot better coach than people think, and if people want to talk about NIL money, Texas Longhorns have a lot.
Well, they don't have a lot, Gary. They have more than anyone else.
Right, exactly. I mean, as of right now, they still have their own network, you know. So, I mean, I think that's one thing that people need to be.
That is in its final 390 days.
Right, but I'm just saying that as long as NIL goes, I think people need to be thinking about the money side of it and the teams that are building than we ever have before. I mean, if that makes sense.
Great point. Gary, thank you very much. Daniel is up next. Hello, Daniel.
Paul, how's it going?
We're doing great.
Excellent. Well, I was wanting to ask you, you know, we're talking about the Lord. We're talking about football. We're talking about all the essentials. So how can we escape food? If you were to have one last meal here on Earth, what would it be and why?
Now, do I think the real question here is how much time do you have left after the last meal? Because I can think of a few meals that would kill me on the spot. And that would be a triple cheeseburger and fries and a chocolate shake and a chocolate icebox pie. But have you ever, has anybody ever thought about that? What would your last meal be? I mean, I know that you think more in terms of that if you're about to be executed than just die naturally, because most people who die naturally don't usually feel like eating a last meal. But I'll go with burger and fries just to be a sport, just to play along, and know it wouldn't kill me to have it. I've had it before. We will come back. I'd like to have it right here on the show, by the way. And I may be coming up here in a few minutes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hey, welcome back. Chris Saliza joining us in a few minutes. A very interesting topic about how sports intersects with politics. More of your phone calls now, and let's check out Myth, who is up next in Kentucky.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, so what do you think about the decision that they're making in 2024 about the draft combine, where the kids have to be in the combine in order to be drafted?
Now, that differs from now. In what way?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with, if I might be wrong, but my opinion is like a kid from UK like Oscar had a dominant year or two. Why put him in the combine and harm and let him hurt himself, far as statistics wise and speed wise?
Well, I really don't. I simply don't know enough about what they're planning. I do think if you're an NBA team and you're about to lay out $250 million, a couple hundred million, I should say. Yeah, that's $250 million. You probably want to know what you're getting.
I do like the
plan now where you can test the waters. I think that's really valuable.
Yeah, but don't you think that if you're a Naismith Player of the Year and then you back it up with an All-American year, don't you think that that he should have the right to not be in the combine?
No, because that I don't mean this with any disrespect to Oscar, but that doesn't mean anything to the NBA. That's like winning the Heisman. Does that automatically get you in the first round of the draft? Well, the guy this year is not a good example, but the guy that came in third in the Heisman is nowhere to be found right now.
Can't say I disagree with you. I mean, last question, Steph or LeBron?
Today I would go with LeBron.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I think Steph. I think Steph has really taken over, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you obviously missed
him. Anyhow.
He is the best shooter I've ever seen, but LeBron James has the comparisons on careers are a little bit odd because LeBron has been around longer, but that's – you asked me a question. I don't need to defend my answer, do I? I don't think so. Never been asked that question before. I wasted no time with an answer, though. Let's talk to Vance next in Georgia. Hello, Vance.
Hey, buddy.
Paul, Vance.
Good God almighty, please. When are these people that are borderline ignorant, ignorance is not a sin, then it turns into stupidity. When are they going to realize a very simple fact that the schedules are made several years in advance? And in most cases, a head coach of the football team has very little to do with that at all. This harping about Georgia's schedule, what does it matter? Did they not win the national championship 65-7? They wanted to mock Clemson in the ACC. Did they not win two national championships and won by 28 damn points against Alabama? I don't get it. Why do they keep going on with this? And I know not everyone does, but Georgia had Oklahoma scheduled, and things changed because they came into the Southeastern Conference. When are they going to learn about that and accept it? Do you think ever?
Fans, I don't think fans will. Fans are fans for a reason. They come into it with their mind made up. So. At this point, we collectively as fans are looking for anything we can to tear Georgia down. I don't mean I'm part of this cabal, but that's part of we all play into the narrative. The schedule is ridiculously easy by normal standards, but that is primarily because Georgia doesn't have that game. If Oklahoma was the first or second game of the season, we wouldn't, even though Oklahoma is a flawed team from previous years, it would still count as a major game. So they don't have that now, and really they don't have to respond because they already play a Power Five. Assuming Georgia Tech is still considered a Power Five in the final game of the year.
Well, I can only say this. I happen to really admire dynasties because they're so very hard to continue. But there's one thing I've learned about Americans in my lifetime of watching sports. They will absolutely demand excellence, excellence, excellence. And when somebody achieves it, Their next goal is to tear it down.
Vance, I think this is part of the history of the world. And as soon as you get up there, beware. I mean, all the cliches that you've heard from time immemorial are applicable to that. But that's part of the price. So we take a break here. We still have an hour to go. Your phone calls included, as well as a rather famous commentator turned author joining us next. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.